So if anarthas make us lose sense of perspective, what can we do at that time?
Yes, that's why we need a safe zone where we cannot act out too much.
What does it mean, safe zone? See, basically everybody has impulses which arise from their anarthas. All of us get angry. It is human nature. But unfortunately, with respect to what with technology, what happens? You know, we get far greater power to express our anger. In America, one great concern which kids have, I had gone for a college program, and just before the college program started, suddenly there was some alarm. And what happened? Everybody just jumped under their desk. What is going on? Jump under the desk. So I also went under my desk. They said there is an alert that some shooter has come in school. Some person with a gun has come. So then they said, actually it has not come. We just wanted to check how responsive everyone is. So they said that we want to train you that, you know, if somebody with a gun comes into the school, comes into the college, then how you should be very prompt to respond. So they actually have drills in schools that if a shooter comes, what should you do? How should you protect yourself? Now, the point I'm making is that people get angry. Everybody gets angry. But if in my anger, I have access to a gun, then I might just shoot a dozen people in my anger. Otherwise, if I get angry, I might just shout at some people, or some people just become silent and just don't speak with anyone at that time. Some people just go away. Some people just have a punching bag and they beat up the punching bag. Different people express their anger in different ways. So when I said that anarthas will generally cause us to lose perspective, so what we need is a safe zone where we can process the anartha, rather than just expressing whatever we are feeling at that time, we process it. So what could be a safe zone? Actually, that safe zone becomes at one level more difficult as technology provides us more and more facility. But if we could create a safe zone, say for example, I spoke in Google. So in Google, they had done an experiment that they found that a lot of employees were suffering from obesity, and this obesity was hampering their performance. They're getting diabetes, they're getting various kinds of problems. So they got a psychologist, and psychologist told them that in your cafeteria, they had various kind of candies, chocolates and sweets and other things. So just and they had all these in transparent containers. So just cover these with non-transparent paper. And they did that, and in the next 6 months, the consumption of candies in among the employees decreased by 33%. Just by that one step. What happened? You come to a cafeteria, you see, hey, let me have it. You don't see it. It's not that it's not available, but it's not visible. It's still available, but it's not visible. It's not. So then what happens? The desire doesn't come. Sometimes the desire will come very strongly and somebody will go and ask for it. But most time it's like, oh, this is available, let me do it. So what happens? If we find there's a particular anartha which makes us lose perspective, and what happens? The mind doesn't attack us every time with a new weapon. Usually for us, there are same old weaknesses which you keep succumbing to again and again. So once we understand this is the area where I tend to succumb, then it is best to create a safe zone for ourselves. That safe zone would mean that two things. First is that is a situation where we don't give ourselves access to act out. So for example, if I get angry, and in anger I just burst out at people, then what I can do is I make a plan that when I'm angry and a person has made me angry, I just not confront that person at that time. I just walk away from that place. Yeah. So that is one way where I don't give myself the opportunity to vent it out. And then I give myself some space where I can process it.
So maybe I talk with someone, or maybe I just write things down.
Oh, this person is a terrible person.
I met one senior Prabhupada disciple. He told me that he journals every day. So I asked him, our life is so busy, how do you get time for journaling? He said, I have to process my anger. He said, so many devotees do so many things which make me angry. And if I shout, if I yell at them, they will just, it will make things worse. So he said, I just process my anger by writing. This person did this. And then you feel, you expressed it, you calm down. And after that, calm down, okay, you know, then the emotion has, it's run its course, you calm down, okay, you know, okay, this person did this, it's not such a big thing. Once you just got, as long as it is inside us, just feel it's unbearable. We have to get it out. But if we get it out and send it to the other person, that person will find it unbearable. So have some intermediate safe zone. So basically, based on our conditionings, if we create a safe zone, I use that also when I get angry with someone, I write a very angry email to them. But then I have a policy that I will not send that email for 24 hours. And in 24 hours, I cool down. Sometimes the other person also realize their mistake. They send an apology or they send some clarification which I did not know. Or even if I send the mail after 24 hours, I realize this was too harsh. I edit it, I soften it. Most of the times I've seen that things, they don't get that aggravated. Things move towards resolution. So if I keep that anger within me, it will burn me. But if I let the anger out to them, it will burn them. So find out a safe zone. So if for each of us, we will have to find out what is a safe zone where we can process our anartha. It's not that I can just simply suppress it. If I got a desire, if I got anger, if I got something, I can't just immediately wish it away. But that doesn't mean I have to act on it. We have to find a safe zone where we can process it appropriately.